Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. High noon Eastern Time, Wednesday, September 16th, one day before the PGA Tour FedEx Cup playoffs continue. Also, one day before the Web.com Tour Finals continues. Couple of days before the Solheim Cup, so we have a lot of stuff to talk about. Plus, on today's show, as always, my up-to-date Dirty Dozen, a very special strategy for your game as well, and my picks in the tournaments. Okay, let's talk about last week. Lydia Ko wins her first major. It is the Evian Championship. She won by 6 strokes because she's as good as any woman player in the world, period. Congratulations. She becomes the youngest person ever to win a major championship. And it's fitting because Lydia Ko is so good. And we've talked about her swing and her approach to the game and how she has matured before our very eyes. At the ripe old age of 18, remember when she went through a caddy a week? Well, she's done with that. She's on path to become one of the top players, honestly, of all time. Right in there. We'll see. Obviously, she's got a long, long way to go, but she's off to an amazing start. I love her approach to the game, as I said. She's got the caddy that she wants. She's enjoying traveling the world. She is not playing in every single tournament. I like that as well. You need to pace yourself in this game. It's too taxing. Put all the practice together and all of the rounds that you play and all of the practice time and all of the tournaments that you play, and every single shot has some kind of measure of tension on it, and you do need to pace yourself in today's world. It's not the old days where you could just about play every week. Things were a little looser. In fact, a lot of the pros, they literally had to play every week so they could make some money. Not so much anymore. So a hearty congratulations to her, and a very hearty congratulations to Henrik Norlander, the Swede, is now going to be officially on the PGA Tour as he wins the Hotel Fitness Championship, the first leg in the Web.com Tour Finals. He did it with an amazing 62, wins by 5 shots on Sunday. And congratulations to him. I don't know what to say other than to finish with a 62 in a field that's tight. Everybody is really gunning to try to win, come in first, second, third, anything to make sure you can get that tour card by winning enough money. And he did it. They will be playing this week, excuse me, and the next 2 weeks. So there's still 3 more chances to have a great week and vault into the top 25, which would join the other 25, and make 50 tour cards for next year. Again, we've talked about it. It's a misnomer. It is really not the Web.com Tour Finals. Not really, because half the players never played on the Web.com Tour. My opinion is they should change the name to the Web.com PGA Tour Championship Series. That's what they should call it. That's what it is. It gets you on the PGA Tour, has nothing to do with the Web.com Tour except that they're the sponsor. We're going to talk a lot about the BMW Championship. 70 men will tee it up tomorrow at Conway Farms, a very, very long track, tough track, got to keep the ball in the fairway. The home course of Luke Donald, who is not in the top 70, he'll be a spectator. He will not be playing. 70 men, all 70 who are available are entered to play tomorrow. Sergio being the most notable, who missed the first 2 events, but he's still alive. Remember, excuse me, this is a no-cut event. The top 30 advance to Eastlake next week. So that is the big deal. And it's in 2 weeks, I beg your pardon. The Eastlake is coming up shortly, and that is the tournament. I repeat again, it is next week. Not this week, it's next week. In Atlanta, the top 30 players advance, and that's a no-cut, and of course then the winner takes the $10 million. Okay, and then of course the Hotel Fitness is played last week. This week it's the Small Business Connection Championship at River Run, and we'll talk about that momentarily as well. I want to give you now my Dirty Dozen, then my strategy, and we'll get into in-depth of both the other events. My Dirty Dozen, now this is the top dozen players in the world currently who have never won a major, and how they're playing now determines whether they're in or not. I've got Matt Kuchar, Billy Haas, Dustin Johnson, Henrik Stenson, Luke Donald, even though he's not playing this week, Walker, that's Jimmy Walker, Ricky Fowler, Nick Watney, Paul Casey, Patrick Reed, Brant Snedeker, and Hideki Matsuyama. I would love to hear your Dirty Dozen. There were a few guys that came really close but didn't get in. Sergio Garcia, one of them. J.B. Holmes, Danny Lee, Robert Streb. There's a handful. We'll see what happens. It's a fluid announcement coming and going each and every week. We'll see how that transpires. Pardon me. Now my strategy for today. My strategy for today is chipping. Most amateur golfers miss a lot of greens, and it's just the nature of the beast. We don't hit all the greens. We hit 3 to 7 greens in regulation, depending on your handicap, per round. That means you have a lot of chipping to do, and a lot of intricate chipping over bunkers, chipping short chips to hunt front hole locations, longer chips to deeper hole locations. And you need to understand the key to this, and there's a couple of keys, but the most important is your target. Your target is not the pin. There's a landing place on the green that is your target. You need, through trial and error, to figure out how far you need to chip a ball to get it on the green, to get it as close to the hole as you're desiring. And you need to talk it yourself through this. Now, this is the most important thing on the chipping, the target squaring the club face. You've got to lay the club face on the ground, square it to the ball through to your target. And I call it your target because it isn't the hole. If it was the hole, you'd go way past the hole every time. So don't do that. You have a target. Talk yourself into the shot. That's the other thing that I say a lot to you on One Thought Golf. Talk yourself into it. Remember, you're your own best friend. You are a player caddy. You are your own best friend, not your own worst enemy. Talk it out loud. It's good to hear something out loud. So when I'm around a green, I say, hey, Bob, I need to land this 15 feet short of the hole or 18 feet short of the hole. You also need to be able and flexible enough to use different clubs around the green and talk yourself into that. If you have a long way to go, maybe 57 to 70 feet, you're not going to want your sand wedge, more than likely. You're going to want to have more of a 9-iron type shot, maybe even an 8-iron, depending on your lie. You'll learn how to do this through trial and error, and you need to understand the versatility of this shot. It's never the same It's never the same, and that's what makes it so much fun. Also, chipping over bunkers, chipping over water, things that have bothered amateur golfers since the turn of life in playing the game of golf. You must focus on the landing area, not on the hazard between you and the landing area. And the other thing that you have to do, and when you do this and you talk out loud, it's going to help. It is. You're not going to be perfect. Once in a while, you're going to dump it in the bunker. You need to understand that you have to accelerate the club head through the shot. Many amateurs have a tendency to take the club back just fine and then short at the acceleration point. When you get near the bottom of third of that swing, and this goes for every swing in golf, never more important, though, than on the chip. Accelerate through the ball and trust. Trust is a must or your game is a bust. We've heard that one for years, and it is never more true than around the greens. That is my extensive but very, very important strategy for today. The Solheim Cup is this week. I don't have a whole lot of interest in it. I don't know if you do or not. I'm going to take the Americans just because I think we have more better players than the Europeans. So I'll take the Americans. And that's basically my strategy for that. Now on to the other two events. Jason Day will be playing with Jordan Spieth and Ricky Fowler. Does it get any better than that? Justin Rose, Danny Lee, and Kevin Kisner precede them. That is also a very interesting group. Ryan Palmer, who came close to getting in my Dirty Dozen, he's playing pretty good golf right now with Tony Finau and U.S. Open 2012 champion Webb Simpson. Henrik Stenson, who was runner-up in the first two events, can he get over the hump and win one? He'll be playing with Bubba Watson. And Charlie Hoffman, who also came pretty close to getting in the Dirty Dozen. And then a group that I find very fascinating. This is as international as it gets. Hideki Matsuyama, the great Japanese star. Northern Ireland's number one oftentimes in the world, Rory McIlroy. And a Dirty Dozen member, Brant Snedeker. Boy, would he like to get out of my Dirty Dozen. Those are some of the groups. I'm going to turn a minute to the Small Business Connection Championship. I'm going to have my predictions momentarily, by the way. There's a lot of players scrambling for their careers. This is a career builder. Small Business Connection may be the name of the tournament, but it is a career builder. Luke Guthrie, Rod Pampling, who already has a card, and Cameron Percy. Kevin Tway with Corey Gribble and Tommy Two Gloves Gainey. Tommy is gaining on getting his card. It's not official yet. Tag Ridings with Timmy Herron. 48-year-old Tim Herron gave it a run last 2 weeks ago when Dickie Pride won. Didn't win. And Gonzalo Fernandez Castaño. Stevie Marino with Jason Allred and Seamus Power. These are men fighting for a position on the PGA Tour next year. All of them, however, will have status on the web.com, so they will have a place to play, but we all know the web.com is AAA, like baseball, and the major leagues, there's nothing like it. Okay, now on to my picks for this week, and let's go first to the Small Business Connection Championship. I'm taking Andrew Svoboda, Jonathan Vegas, and the previously just mentioned Steve Marino. That's Svoboda, Vegas, and Marino. Now on to my predictions at Conway Farms, suburban Chicago, 70 men tee it up, no cut event. So you don't have to be perfect to be in contention and to continue to play golf. through the weekend. Everybody makes the cut. My prediction, Matt Kuchar, Zach Johnson, Justin Rose. That's Kuchar, Johnson, and Rose. Those are my predictions. That is my show for this week. You know, my email is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's bob@bobgeis, as in Sam, MAR.com. And I get a lot of emails, a lot of people with their dirty dozen. I'd love to hear from you. I do get back to everybody. It may take me a day or two, but I promise to get back to everyone who emails me at bob@bobgeismar.com. I'd love to hear your dirty dozen. I'd love to hear your predictions on golf events, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, I can't let today's show go without mentioning David Faraday switching networks, as we discussed last week. He left CBS. He is now signed with NBC. It's a great match. He does stuff already on the Golf Channel extensively with his shows. He will get to do some additional things outside of the realm of golf, plus, of course, continuing a lot of golf coverage, Ryder Cup, and in 2017, the British Open. So that is my show for this week. Have a great golfing week. Bob Geismar, as always, saying on One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio, so long for now.